I wonder how a woman who recently had an abortion might feel this time of year. Statistically, in Pennsylvania, nearly 600 women had an abortion just this past week. I wonder if these women, now that their babies aren't with them anymore, might they be more keenly aware of babies at Christmas? Even nativity scenes with the baby lying safely in the manger. Regardless of how they got to the point of abortion, this season could be incredibly difficult for them in many ways. God knows full well about abortion and its devastating effects on the people He created. Abortion is a sin that needs to be dealt with, and God addresses all our sins and redeems us through the birth of His Son, Jesus. That's the miracle of Christmas. Align's post-abortion ministry brings the truth about Jesus into clients' lives. In 1 Samuel 7, when the Israelites were bringing the Ark of the Covenant back, there was sin in the land. People were serving false gods. It was when they repented of their sin that God gave them victory. Samuel put a rock down, an Ebenezer, to commemorate the great victory of God. God took the Israelites from a place of defeat through repentance and confession and on to victory. When our clients put a memorial in place for their unborn child, like a small gravestone or a plaque, we also gently encourage them to think about having a stone, a plant, or some other object as an Ebenezer to memorialize the victory they have through Jesus over sin and death. The nativity scene is a powerful reminder that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through Him, the world might be saved. That's from John chapter 3, verse 17. We have all been created for Him.